Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Madhya Lila, Chapter 24. Glory, glory, glory to the fair lion that is saintly Lord Chaitanya. Glory, glory, glory to the Lord who protects the devotees. Glory to the Lord who heroically vanquishes the demons. Glory to Lord Chaitanya, the son of Sachi and Jagannath Mishra. Glories, glories, glories to Lord Chaitanya. Hearing and chanting his glories purifies the heart. Glories, glories to Lord Chaitanya, the life of Jagadananda. Glories to Lord Chaitanya, the life and wealth of Haridas and Kashishvar. O ocean of mercy, O friend of the downtrodden, O father of all, if anyone says to you, I am yours, you accept him and become his master. In this way, Lord Chaitanya always enjoyed many different kinds of Sankirtan pastimes in Navadvip. Simply by hearing Lord Krishna's name in Hari Sankirtan, Lord Chaitanya would fall to the ground. Whether he was in the town, in a courtyard, by the water, or in a forest, a stream of tears would flow from his graceful eyes without stop. The Lord's associates would always rescue him. Lord Chaitanya always tasted the nectar of devotion to the Lord. If he heard anyone say the name of Lord Hari in any way, Lord Chaitanya would forget himself and fall to the ground. He would tremble and weep. The hairs of his body stood erect. In the middle of town, he would be overcome with ecstasy and would roll on the ground. The people of Nadia regularly saw the Lord's ecstasies. Ecstasies even Brahma and the demigods would think themselves fortunate to see. At the end of his ecstasies, the Lord would fall unconscious. Then his servants would gather, pick him up, and carry him to his home. Once in the Lord's house, they would perform Sankirtan. In this way, the numberless universes became filled with bliss. The Lord's ecstasies cannot be described. How was the Lord overwhelmed by tasting the nectar of Lord Krishna? I do not know. One moment he would say, I am Krishna, the cowherd boy, more handsome than Kamadev. The next moment he would say, I am Lord Krishna's servant eternally. On some days he would chant japa of Gopi, Gopi, Gopi. Then, when he heard Lord Krishna's name, he would burn with great anger. He would say, Where is your Krishna? He is a great thief. He is an arrogant rogue, a deceiver. Who would worship him? First he conquers women. Then he cuts off their ears and noses. Like a hunter, he took away Vali's life. Why should I hear talk of this thief? In this way, Lord Chaitanya would become angry if someone spoke the word Krishna. Moment after moment, he would chant Gokula, Gokula. Then, on other days, he would chant Vrindavan, Vrindavan. On other days, he would happily chant Mathura, Mathura. On other days, he would scratch the ground with his toenail. Sometimes he would draw on the ground a threefold bending form. Gazing at the form, he would weep. The ground floated in his tears. Some days, he would say, I see a great forest filled with lions, tigers, and bears. Sometimes he would say that night was day and day was night. Seeing the Lord's ecstasies, the devotees would hold each other and weep. The Vaishnav servants of the Lord easily saw ecstasies that even Brahma yearns to see. Avoiding his own home, Lord Chaitanya always stayed in the homes of the Vaishnavs. Only sometimes, to please his mother, would the Lord participate in external ordinary activities. All the devotees were filled with happiness. Everyone joyfully chanted Lord Krishna's holy names. Enjoying endless pastimes, the wild lion that was Lord Nityananda wandered in home after home in Nadia. Taking Advaita with them, Nityananda and Gadadhar always stayed with Lord Chaitanya. Their conversation was always about Lord Vishnu. One day, as everyone sang a kirtan with great love, Advaita danced in the mood of a gopi. Distraught, and a blade of grass placed between his teeth, he danced again and again. Tasting the nectar of ecstatic love, Advaita rolled on the ground. In the four directions around him, the devotees sang with great joy. For 6 hours, he danced without stop. At the end, all the devotees were exhausted. Gathering together, they stopped Advaita. Advaita Acharya sat down, and the devotees sat around him in the four directions. As Advaita Acharya peacefully sat, Srivas, Ramai, and others left to bathe. Then Advaita's distress increased more and more. Falling to the ground, he rolled about in Srivas's courtyard. Busy in some other activities, Lord Chaitanya was in his own home. In his heart, he could see Advaita's distress. The eternally blissful Lord, who pacifies his devotee's distress, went to where Advaita was rolling on the ground. Seeing Advaita's distress, with his own hand, Lord Chaitanya picked him up, took him into Lord Vishnu's temple room, and sat down. Smiling, Lord Chaitanya said, "Listen, Acharya, what do you want? Tell me what you want." Advaita replied, "You are the essence of the Vedas, Lord. I want you. What else would I want?" Smiling, Lord Chaitanya said, "I am here before your eyes. What more do you want? Tell me." Advaita said, "Lord, I speak the real truth. You are the truth described in the Vedanta and in all the Vedas. Still, I want to see some of your powers and opulences." Lord Chaitanya said, "What do you want? Tell me." Advaita said, "Lord, what Arjuna saw in ancient times, I yearn to see." The moment he spoke these words, Advaita saw himself sitting on a chariot. In the four directions around him, great armies ferociously fought. On the chariot, Advaita saw dark and handsome Lord Krishna, a conch shell, chakra, club, and lotus in his four hands. The next moment, he saw the form of the numberless universes, a form that had a moon and sun and many oceans, mountains, rivers, and gardens. Again and again, he saw millions of eyes, arms, and faces. Then he saw Arjuna offering prayers. Great flames burned in each mouth of the universal form. Flying like moths into the flames, the demons and blasphemers were at once consumed. The sinners who blasphemed and attacked others perished in the great flames of Lord Chaitanya's mouth. By Lord Chaitanya's mercy, Advaita Acharya saw this form. Others had no power to see it. Advaita wept with joy and love. Placing a blade of grass between his teeth, again and again he begged for service to the Lord. Meanwhile, Lord Nityananda was joyfully wandering in Nadia. Nityananda knew all that Lord Chaitanya had manifested. He knew the Lord was revealing his universal form. Lord Nityananda hurried there. Standing before the door of Lord Vishnu's temple room, Nityananda roared. Aware that Nityananda had come, Lord Chaitanya quickly opened the door. Seeing the limitless universal form, Nityananda offered dandavat obeisances and then closed his eyes. Lord Chaitanya said, "Rise, Nityananda, you are my very life. You know all about me. In truth, I become the property of anyone who loves you. To me, no one is more dear than you. Anyone who thinks that you and Advaita are different persons does not know that you are both my incarnations. You are both supremely pure." Then, glancing at both Nityananda and Advaita, Lord Chaitanya blissfully danced in the temple room of Lord Vishnu. Then Lord Chaitanya roared, "Look, look." He loudly called again and again, saying, "Lord, Lord." Nityananda and Advaita offered prayers. Gazing at the universal form, their hearts became filled with bliss. Even though these wonderful pastimes were manifested in Srivas's home, no one else had the power to see them. This true story comes from Lord Advaita's mouth. Anyone who does not believe it is a sinner. Anyone who will not say Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Master of all, is a sinner and is never fit to be seen by Vaishnavas. Lord Chaitanya is the master of my master. This I firmly believe in my heart. Lord Chaitanya manifested his pastimes in Navadvip. Still, none but the devotees could understand them. Devotional service is the greatest treasure. Devotion is seen when one weeps on remembering Lord Krishna's holy name. He who weeps when he chants Krishna truly chants Lord Krishna's name. It is not by the power of great wealth or noble family that one is able to chant Krishna in truth. They who hear this story of Nityananda and Advaita seeing the Lord's universal form will certainly attain the great treasure that is Lord Krishna. Then, in a moment, Lord Chaitanya stopped everything and, accompanied by his devotees, returned to his home. When they thus saw the universal form, Nityananda and Advaita were not in external consciousness. They were filled with spiritual bliss. Wild with bliss by seeing the universal form, Nityananda and Advaita rolled on the ground everywhere in the courtyard, covering their bodies with dust. One of them danced while the other sang and clapped his hands. Intoxicated with bliss, the two powerful devotees stumbled as they walked. At first, they were both blissful, but in the end, they insulted each other. Advaita said, "Drunken Avadhut, who said you could come here? How did you open the door and come inside? Who says that you are a sannyasi? You have no caste. You don't eat at your own home. No one knows your family and caste. Why should a drunkard like you stay among the Vaishnavs? If you don't leave at once, it won't be good for you." Then Nityananda replied, "O Nara, be still, or I will show you my power with a blow from my fist. You old Brahmin, you are not afraid? I am a wild Avadhuta. I am the Lord's brother. You have already perished, destroyed by wife, children, and home. I am very exalted. I walk the path of the Paramahansas. If I strike you, you cannot say anything to protest. Without reason, you have become very proud before me." Hearing these words, Advaita burned with anger like fire. Then, after making himself clothed only by the four directions, he spoke these insults. "You eat fish. You eat meat. How are you a sannyasi? Now I take off my clothes. Now I am clothed only by the four directions. Where are your mother and father? In what country is your home? Who knows? Tell me that. You come like a thief and you eat everything. Anyone who calls you a sannyasi doesn't know anything. You call yourself a sannyasi, but you eat three times a day." Srivas Pandit doesn't know anything about caste. From where did he get this Avadhuta? This Avadhuta will destroy the caste status of us all. From where did this drunkard Nityananda come? Intoxicated by tasting the nectar of ecstatic love for Lord Krishna, Nityananda and Advaita always quarreled. Anyone who takes the side of one of them and then criticizes the other goes to his destruction. Anyone who, not understanding the heart of this loving quarrel, criticizes one and praises the other, will perish. Anyone who takes Advaita's side and criticizes Nityananda is very lowly and degraded. He will never be Lord Advaita's servant. When one incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead quarrels with another incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who can understand their quarrel? Their quarrel is only a pastime of Lord Vishnu and the Vaishnavs. Lord Vishnu and the Vaishnavs are equal. The blasphemers, however, have a different understanding. A person who sees that the Vaishnavs are not different and who worships Lord Krishna's feet will cross beyond this material world. Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Nityananda Prabhu are my life and soul. I, Vrindavan Das, offer this humble song at their lotus feet.